Welcome to the Hive, ladies and gentlemen. It has been great weekend. I hope you guys had a great weekend. It is your boy Entrepreneur Rod with you.
And VA Honeybed.
Yes, I hope you guys can kick back, listen to us talk about a little bit of soccer, a little bit of NBA, and just let you know how the week has really been. And hopefully we can win you guys a little bit of money as well. But let's start right off with the FA Cup. Chelsea versus Man U. Man U went ahead and lost that game.
Yeah.
Could lost you believe
money.
It, bro?
Yeah, lost money, man.
That's disappointing. It was a one-point loss.
Penalty kick. Penalty kick from Chelsea, though. But it was great for Chelsea because that really rebounded this season.
Yeah, to finish it off.
You know what I mean? I can't say, shocker for me. They looked bad, I thought.
Yeah, I wish I would have laid money on this.
I know. But it's all good. Honestly, like you said, Vegas had it on, you know, Chelsea's side. So they were favored to win anyway. But, you know, so it was a good job on Chelsea. Good job. It looks like, you know, Frankfurt also came up with a nice little win. The 3-1 win over Bayer.
Big upset.
We lost. You could have got good money. I want to say they were over plus 500 for that money line.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice money line for Frankfurt there. So that's a good win for Bayer. I don't think so. No. So that's where, like you said, it really is just a slip up. Bayern, they've won. They've already won the chip, so they're kind of just like cruising right now, you know?
Like, whatever.
Yeah, like,
we've been there, done that.
Exactly. We just celebrated our championship last week, so, you know, so it happens. But hey, you know, coming to America, you know, one of the things I found interesting this week was DC United. They won 3-1 against San Jose, bro.
That's surprising.
They ready for Rooney.
Yeah.
They're ready for Rooney.
In the summer, you know, another good score.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, man. Look, DC United, look, they have the perfect place to really be one of the key spots for soccer. Like, bringing Rooney along and now getting this big win against San Jose. In San Jose, mind you.
On the road. First win on the road this year.
The money line could have been real nice with that. So we're definitely going to keep our eye on DC United. As they can tell, they look like they can come out fast. You can tell with teams like this, though, like DC United, kind of the younger teams, they're going to come out fast. They're going to come out really fast. It's all about if they can sustain it.
Another one was Portland Timbers. They're now, what, on a 5-game win streak?
Mm-hmm.
So, Portland's looking pretty good, too.
Portland's looking real good.
Really good.
And so, if you're looking for where you put your money at, like I said, we're thinking about right now, Portland's looking really good. Philadelphia's looking good as well. You know, the funny thing about today, though, we were watching, and a team that I thought was going to just blow it out the water this year was the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And did you see Zlatan?
Smack somebody. Got the red card in the 41st minute. You know?
Look, man, it's different out here, Zlatan. It's different out here, man. You just can't be pimp slapping people out here, Zlatan.
You gotta go see it. Go watch it on YouTube. You know, not seen it.
Literally, the guy backs up on Zlatan's foot. Zlatan looks at him and then pimp slap him across his head. Like, you do not touch Zlatan's feet.
Yeah.
These are Zlatan's feet.
He stepped on his toe, so he was like, you know what? Back, you know, smack you real quick. Yeah. Back your neck. Ah.
It's all praise to Zlatan, bro. It's just pretty. You can't touch this $100 million foot. This is Zlatan's foot. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking. But yeah, he got a red card for that and got kicked out. But
I wonder if he's gonna get fined.
He'll definitely get fined. He'll definitely get fined. We can't be putting our hands on people out here in America.
Not in America.
Not in America. In other countries, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one.
But also, yo, we got for this Saturday. We got Real. We got the game. We got the game. Real Madrid versus Liverpool. How you feeling about that game, bro? We might as well give a little preview.
Hey, look, I got the money on Real Madrid. They just won. They drew.
Mm-hmm.
They drew. Mm-hmm. But they had Ronaldo and Bale score.
Ronaldo, yeah. I'm going to have to throw a yellow card, bro. It's Bale, bro. Christian okay. Bale, bro. But yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
But definitely. Ronaldo and Christian Bale looking great, bro. And that's the thing. But I'm sorry. I'm riding Liverpool all the way.
Nah,
look, man. Mane. Salah. Player of the year. And Fernando, you got to roll with those three guys. They're a three-headed monster. And like I said, I love Ronaldo, but you're just not busting. That attack is just going to feel like going to overpower the Real's defense.
It's whoever can score more. That's how I see it.
I understand that. But like I said, we'll give you a little bit more. We're going to have a podcast coming out later this week. And that game is on Saturday. So we'll give you a little bit more of that, you know, on Saturday. I wanted to also talk about one of the biggest cash outs people came out across this year was the Vegas Golden Knights of hockey, bro.
Who would have thought about that?
The NHL, they were 500-1 odds to make it to the Stanley Cup before the season. Mm. You lay $1 on them, you could have won $500, bro.
That's crazy. I wish I would have laid a couple of dollars.
Oh, man.
Not just one.
It's just remarkable how that happens. You just don't think the first year this team is assembled that they would make it. They could possibly win the championship now. They're going to be favored to win.
Who would they play?
They're possibly going to play Tampa Bay Lightning or the Washington Capitals. So we're going to see how that goes. Washington Capitals never really been there, and Tampa has always been on the edge. So, you know, it's really, this year is going to be a who knows.
I'm going to look at those lines.
Now, I know. The thing about it, too, is, though, it's hard because you want to bet on Vegas, but there's so much money coming in from Vegas fans already because they're in Vegas.
You sort of want to go against that line.
You kind of want to go against the line if you want to go for the money. So you really got to look at it. And honestly, if the Washington Capitals make it, I'm definitely going to lean more towards them just because they got the superstar Ovechkin over there. You know what I mean? I got to follow Ovechkin. So
I wonder how Vegas is going to level that out, you know, when it comes to the lines after they figure out who's going to win.
Yeah, because that was a big problem at the beginning of the year with, you know, this team because they were like, oh, you guys are an expansion team. You're not going to be that great. So we're just going to make sure that, you know, we cover ourselves by making sure you guys are really, really low underdogs. Well, Vegas got their ass kicked for that. You know what I mean? As they kept making them underdogs and kept losing, they lost millions at the beginning of the year because of them.
Took an L.
They took a serious L. So, like I said, I thought that was just an interesting story about them, man. And you know what? What I also want to talk about is a little bit about the World Cup favorite show. We need to talk about the futures in this, man. We got some big-time futures that you guys could bet on and that really, I really think are interesting. Pretty much the first one is, who's going to be the winner? Who's the favorite, bro? What's some good numbers that you think are some for some teams that, you know, could be possibly be a moneymaker?
A moneymaker is France, of course. They got some of the best players out there.
Yeah, Griezmann out there. You got Mbappe out there. You got Lamar out there. I mean, France has so many dynamic players. So, and that's a plus 650 line?
Yes.
So that's a good money line to look at. What other teams you like?
The other teams I like right now is probably Brazil, who's number 2 at a 450. They obviously got Neymar. He should be ready for the World Cup.
Okay, I like that.
What's your sneak pick for this one, though?
Look, man, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Salah. Look, man, Egypt is a plus 15,000.
Woo! You lay a dollar on that.
15,000, bro. A dollar when you won 50. So, look, I think that's a great money line. If you're just looking for a sleeper pick, look at Egypt's line. So, I like Egypt. And another sleeper pick, but it's not really a sleeper, is, of course, Portugal.
Yeah.
Ronaldo has one thing left he needs to do to fulfill his legacy, and that is to win the World Cup.
Yeah, but can he do it by himself, though? I mean, you got to have a squad when it comes to playing against France and Germany and Brazil.
I believe that. I do believe that.
You got those people that have, you know, three-headed monster. Obviously, they got the best players in their you know, surrounding, so
I believe that. I do believe that. And the thing about that, though, I see is Portugal, honestly, because of the popularity of Ronaldo, has built their academies up and built that popularity in soccer in Portugal, that they're getting better. They're a better team than they were 4 years ago. You know what I mean? Recruiting players. So they have a chance. It's not like they don't have a chance. And I think that's just a good money line to look at plus 250.
So
I mean,
right,
plus
right
two,
behind England.
2,500. I mean,
yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
that's
so
a good pick.
Yeah. So those are really the good picks that we're thinking as far as like the FIFA World Cup, just the outright winner there, and as well, who you think is going to be the top goal scorer? You think is really going to just knock it out the park in the derbies out here?
We got a couple people. We got Messi, obviously coming in first at a plus 850. That's a nice one. Obviously, if you want to go with the fan favorite. You also have your favorite, Salah, here at the plus 5,000. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
For a goal scorer, it's whoever can score the most. It's a couple of people I see on this line right now. What other ones you see?
To be honest, my favorite on here is Griezmann, bro. Griezmann had had a great year out there in Atletico Madrid.
1,400?
Yeah, plus 1,400. I think Griezmann really is going to come out here and be a dynamic player. And honestly, score most of the goals for France. You have a great midfield out there in France. So they're going to lead Griezmann into so many opportunities that I just think that he's going to be the best one to be suitable for to have the most goals. You know him? And there's also another one out of England, Harry Kane. Harry Kane. I think he as well. What was his money line? It was plus 1,600. Dele is my guy, bro. Like, I love Dele Alli. So I think Dele Alli is going to set him up already, you know, having that Tottenham connection and coming in there in England. Yeah. They're already going to have that connection.
That duo.
That duo's already there.
Yeah, they have team play together already, so that could be a key in this game, in this World Cup.
A big one, bro. A big one. So I really like Harry Kane in this one as well. So Harry Kane, Mohamed at the plus 1,600. We also like Griezmann at plus 1,400. Mohamed Salah plus 500. And you said who else you like?
I said Salah at the plus 5,000. And another one that I like that I see is Hazard.
Hazard
is plus 4,000 for Berlin. He's a good scorer and he's very, very quick. He can get in the open field and make a lot of plays happen. So I would look at him too.
True. Yo, that's another sleeper though. We didn't really mention him, but we definitely like Belgium a lot. Belgium is one of the loaded teams that you might not know about. You know what I mean? Honestly, if you play FIFA, you know about them. But if you don't, that's one of the teams that has one of a whole lot of dynamic players come out of that country, essentially. So, yeah. So who do you think is going to be the most dynamic player in the entire World Cup? We got some great lines here.
I'm going to go ahead and roll with the Golden Shoe winner. We're going to roll with Salah with Egypt.
Okay.
You know, if he can win the Golden Shoe, he's probably going to win the Golden Ball. He has the sauce right now, and he's dripping. So he's going to go ahead in the World Cup and show the world. He's just going to be known as the one of the greats when he come out of this
All right. World Cup. Well, Salah is what? Plus 3,300. So that's a good line to take right there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I think I just got to go with Cristiano. Cristiano has a lot to prove. I think he just wants this one so bad. He's at plus 1,400. So he has had a great line right now to take. Yeah. I think he just has the most to prove. Look, this would just cement his legacy as honestly the greatest football player ever.
Another one I can see is Neymar. He's second in line right now at the plus 900.
Yeah, he's well rested as well.
Yeah. He's just coming off an injury going into the World Cup. He could be definitely a person that score and can get that edge that it's need that Brazil needs.
I completely agree. Well, that's going to be, you know, just our take on soccer today, but we're going to come back to that. Like I said, later in the week, we're going to have another podcast. But we do want to tell you guys, we have actually started a little tournament, and we want you guys to join as well and tweet us any FIFA content. You guys, we are huge FIFA players.
Yes.
I'm the best. No. Like you guys know. You probably figured. If you want to play me, though, I'm God708. GODS708. So hit me up, PlayStation 4. You already know the best game system around.
Look. He's not the best in FIFA. If you want to find me,
are crazy.
You can come find me at Raw Honey Badger. You know, Raw Honey Badger. Just come find me at PlayStation 4. We can play. We can start a tournament. That's our goal. We're trying to find some of the best FIFA players. If you're a good FIFA player, come check us out. We can get a tournament started.
Yeah, that's like I said, we're starting a tournament in-house right now with the Hive. But what we want to do ultimately is get, you know, all you guys tweets together and start a nice big tournament, you know, as far as a FIFA tournament to get that going. So tweet us and like I said, God708 and
Raw Honey Badger.
Perfect.
On PlayStation 4.
On PlayStation 4, the best system around. So also guys, I want to talk about a little bit of playoffs. The playoffs have been interesting this year, mainly because they haven't been that competitive, nah. To be honest with you. Yeah. The home team is really just blowing everybody out.
Yeah, we have Golden State going, you know, back to the semifinals versus the Rockets. The Rockets are pretty, happy right now? Yeah, we finally made it.
Dog, did you hear the stat?
But he got blown out last night by 40 points.
40 points.
How do you get blown out by 40 points?
They said the Golden State didn't have to score in the fourth quarter, and they still would have won the game.
What did I say last Friday? Chris Paul has to show up. If he doesn't, where is Houston? Nowhere to be found, folks.
Bro, Chris Paul, the thing about Golden State is what's the name? Steph Curry just doesn't have to show up. And when he does show up, it's fearsome. Like, the last two games he didn't show up, they had a chance. He showed up, no chance. No chance whatsoever. Nope. So you have to go at Curry more. Paul, what are you doing? You are...
choking.
Choke. Stop. Chris Paul is not a choke. You are not a choker. Chris Paul, you are not a choker.
How do you lose by 40 points?
Look, he had a bad night. But you have to respond after that. He is not better than you. You cannot let him show you that he is better than you, Chris Paul. I've seen you do this. This is absolutely insane that you are letting Curry drop buckets like that on you. Go at that man.
Man. He ain't got the knees no more. He like, look, that's a young
Stop.
I can't
stop.
Keep up with him.
No I hate these young bucks pretty much trying to call these tall, tall dudes old bucks. You see what LeBron
when
doing.
You dribble, you see just him pick it up and shoot it any kind of way, anywhere you want. It's kind of hard to block that.
Incredible, bro. But also, just saying that it really looks like for right now, the playoffs, your best bet is to pick the home team. All right, if you're betting right now, honestly, that's where we see the best bets. You just need to roll with the home teams. Because that's honestly throughout the playoffs, if you had rolled with the home teams, you would have won a lot of money. Yeah. A lot of money. We're talking about, I think there's only been about, four road losses this whole playoffs as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned. Roll with the home team. The odds tell you to. Okay? So, also, I did want to talk about one last thing. It was pretty much Iniesta. I know I said that we were done talking about soccer, but I wanted Iniesta played his last game in Barcelona, and he passed the torch to Messi and made him captain, bro.
Messi is obviously one of the best players in the game, so he had to pass it along to the best player on his team, and obviously it's the best player in the game. So
that's
a big accomplishment.
It's huge, bro. It's huge. It's just crazy seeing Iniesta walk away. It's in his career is over, and he just passed the torch to Messi, and it's just a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I think it was time for obviously Iniesta to go. He was getting subbed out every about 60th minute, so it was time for him to go. But it was just cool to seeing him just take off his ribbon off his sleeve and actually hand it to Messi and saying, hey, it's your time.
It's your team. It's your team.
Yeah. So, like I said,
pass it along.
Yeah. But so we're gonna have another podcast in a few days, guys. We're also gonna be talking about fighting in the next podcast. There's some big fights, so we're gonna be talking about some fighting bets. If you guys are looking for some boxing UFC bets, I got some great bets coming up for you guys on that. And also, we obviously got the MLS coming up this weekend. And like you said, hit us up on Twitter, guys. Entrepreneur Rod and also God708 on the PlayStation 4.
And VA Honey Badger on Twitter and Raw Honey Badger on PlayStation 4.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.